Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, on this lovely day, June 23rd, 2015. This is T.A. Scouting Scoop, the one who is always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game, with a legit scoop each time we're blogging or live on the air. We're getting closer and closer to football season, folks, because the NBA season is now over. And yes, I know, as the biggest LeBron fan on earth, I have to cope with the fact that LeBron is on the losing end of yet another championship. But hey, the sun is always brighter the next day, so we'll go ahead and move on. But I just want to make you all aware, all of you all out there who may not be in the know or aware of what's been happening lately, but yes, we are reapproved as an NCAA certified scouting service. That's an NCAA certified scouting service. What that means is that both FBS, formerly known as Division 1A, and FCS, formerly known as Division 1AA, those college football coaching staffs can subscribe to our scouting reports. You know, the section on our website where prospects fill out their bio info? Well, yes, those type of things are what's seen in a scouting report that college coaches look at when they evaluate prospects when subscribing to scouting services. Well, it's been a few weeks, and the students are now out of school for the summer break, so I want to encourage everyone throughout the entire 600-mile radius of Central Texas to continue working hard, especially you 2016 prospects that have yet to receive your first offer, and of course the underclassmen that are trying to make an early name for yourselves. If you take care of your business off the field and remain confident in yourselves and your abilities, I have no doubt that your time will come. What I mean is, practice with that Michael Jordan, that Barry Sanders, that Derek Jeter type of workout mentality that you either cut from your high school football team, you're not starting on your high school football team, or you're trying to make a name for yourself in the sport of football. Practice with that insatiable appetite each day so you'll always strive to get better. Remember, when that time comes and you sign that letter of intent on that first Wednesday of February, that's when you know that all that hard work you did paid off by being able to attend college at a higher institution of learning. Well, tonight we have a special guest, Coach Jeremy Callahan. Coach Jeremy Callahan of Central Texas Christian School, located in Temple, Texas. A gentleman who is a former Centex standout as well. So we're going to have a lot of fun talking with him tonight and letting the rest of the world get to know who Coach Jeremy Callahan is and what the Central Texas Christian School Chargers are looking to do this upcoming season. Immediately after broadcast, you can go and listen to this show again on our blog page on blogtalkradio.com and make sure you listen to it as many times as you can because, again, we have a lot of good information for you. We're still in the camp season, and for prospects out there, I want you to continue to give your very best first impressions. You never know who is watching for you, who's vouching for you. Work hard and compete hard. When you're talking with college coaches, yes, sir, no, sir, or I don't know, sir, are the type of answers that you give. Remember, first impressions are lasting impressions. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at T.A. Scouting Scoop. That's at T.A. Scouting Scoop with the popular hashtags of Syntex Football and Football Recruiting. When you type in those hashtags, most likely you're going to see tweets by TA Scouting Scoop, giving either some food for thought or talking about an intriguing prospect here in Central Texas. On Facebook, send us a friend request, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA's Syntex, and last word, Football Prospects, and we'll make sure that we add you as a friend as well. Also, our website, if you want to order a copy of our magazine, TAScoutandScoop.com, TAScoutandScoop.com. Yes, we do publish the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, so click on Scouting Magazine when you go to our website. You must have a PayPal account in order to do so. This is celebrating the accomplishments of all those who made our district, all my personal All-Syntex team, and all state from the Central Texas area, and our seniors that signed their scholarships. This is the last issue before our summer issue is available for you all to have access to. So go on. It's a very interesting piece of work. And, of course, yours truly is proud to be associated with it. For all our Central Texas area businesses out there, all of our Central Texas area businesses, we invite you to advertise either on our blog radio show, our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and our radio show. Just reach out to us either on social media or email at gmail.com. That's tascoutandscoop@gmail.com so that we can render you the advertising packages that we have to offer. We're here in Central Texas. We believe in taking care of each other, so we definitely want to make all the business or as many businesses as possible to be able to have an even bigger name by further promoting your product or service. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we're going to be back and talk with our special guest this evening, Coach Jeremy Callahan. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, all right. We're back. Yes, that's Big T Toastmasters, located in Temple, Texas. But I want to make you all aware that Toastmasters are throughout numerous cities in these United States of America. So check out your local Toastmasters club if you indeed want to enhance your public speaking skills. Believe me, I would not be able to broadcast live on the air nor give motivational speeches had it not been for me joining Toastmasters some years back. So again, Toastmasters is a very priceless organization to join, and believe me, if it can work wonders for me, it definitely can work wonders for you. All right, we're back. Our special guest this evening, I'd like to welcome to the show Coach Jeremy Callahan from Central Texas Christian School. Coach Callahan, how you doing this evening?
Oh, fantastic. TA, thanks for having me on the show. Looking forward
to Not a problem, Coach. Oh, yes. Most definitely. I appreciate you coming on and joining with us because I know you have a busy schedule ahead of you the rest of this summer and especially this fall.
Certainly. Trying to get things going over at Central Texas there in Temple, and we are certainly fast-tracking to getting that program going in the right direction and trying to build on what the past coaches have done. But great group of boys that I'm excited to have a lot of enthusiasm and are showing up and willing to work hard. So you can't have any complaints when you got a group like that.
All right. That's right. All right, Coach. Well, let's go ahead and get the show started here with the Q&A session. Coach Callahan, you are a Central Texas native, and I want you to educate our viewers, or our listeners, I should say, where do you attend high school, and who were some of the prospects that you played with or against during that particular era?
Absolutely. So certainly got to give a shout out to Pflugerville High School. I played there, graduated in 2001. Coach George Herman, who's still currently the head coach over there, he was my coach. Wonderful, wonderful coach who was very, very, very implemental in helping me as a young man and kind of shaping who I became as a player. And man, we had a stacked team. I played with quite a few guys that got to go on to play college football. Anthony Craig, he was one of our running backs. He went on to Baylor. Sean Petty was a corner at Purdue. H.D. Drum, he was a running back at TLU. Dylan Gandy was the offensive guard and center at Texas Tech, who got drafted by the Colts and won a Super Bowl with them. Michael Johnson, he was a defensive back, played at Arizona, was drafted by the Giants, won a Super Bowl with them. Philip Moss played at UTEP. Derek McGee, TSU, Eric Hardman, he went on to UT. I mean, we had a whole slew of guys over there who were college-level athletes.
Woo, man. So, for all of you fans outside of Central Texas, all you football fans out there, recognize we produce a lot of talent. Now, you had all this mega talent on one team. Believe me, the other teams like that in Central Texas, or they're just prospects like that throughout the entire geographical region of Central Texas. So, for all you college coaches out there, hey, I realize they have talent in Dallas and Houston, but you just heard what Coach Callahan said. That's just the historical makeup that we have in Central Texas football. So I appreciate you mentioning all of that, Coach, just now.
Absolutely. It was a good group. We were certainly very talented, but we played against some good talent as well that year.
Okay. Sounds good. Now, Coach, as far as what you've done individually in your football career, what position did you play in high school? And of course, you know, we know you played, you know, Division I football. What all schools offer you scholarships?
All right, so coming out of Pflugerville, I was a defensive end type guy. I played a three technique as well, and then when I ended up going over to Rice University, as I bulked up over the couple of years and ended up gaining enough weight, they moved me down inside the nose guard. So ultimately, I settled. As I got bigger and stronger, I moved more and more towards the center of that defensive line. I was offered by quite a few of the better academic schools: Northwestern, Duke, SMU, University of Houston, North Texas, Texas State, Navy, some of the Ivy Leagues. And ultimately settled on Rice. Rice was the perfect place for me at the time. One, I wanted to stay in my home state. I wanted to stay close to family. And two, Ken Hatfield, he was my head coach at the time, and he was an upstanding man who was certainly a godly man and helped kind of keep me going in the right direction that I was there at Rice.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes, Coach Hatfield. Yeah, I want to say he played college football with Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah, University of Arkansas. Yeah, because
I just love
you know, reading the story about Coach Jimmy Johnson, one of the best guys in the business to have ever done it. But yes, that's a good story, Coach. Because when you were mentioning that you got recruited by Northwestern, so I was definitely waiting to hear how come you passed up a chance to play in the Big Ten. But again, apparently it was the right decision for you. So, hey, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. And you know what? I'll be honest with you. There were a lot of good schools who were knocking at the time. But to me, it was important for me to stay close to family and then to have that opportunity, you know, to get the quality education in the Ivy League of the South, because I ultimately wanted to stay in this area, and I knew that Rice would hold that weight here in this area, probably more so than if I was to leave the state. While Northwestern is certainly an outstanding academic school, I think I accomplished that plus more with Ed Rice.
All right. Well said, Coach. Well said. Now, of course, like you said, you went to the Ivy League of the South, Rice University, located in Houston, Texas. What was your major in college, and were you able to move on to the NFL afterwards?
So I started out as a triple major. I was trying to major in economics, managerial studies, and kinesiology. I ended up accomplishing two of those. I majored in managerial studies, kinesiology, and I'm 3 hours shy of an econ degree. There was one course my senior year that I couldn't quite finish up because I was training to get ready for our NFL Pro Day, and so I went off to an all-star game. I ended up missing a couple weeks early in that semester. Never really could recover, so I ended up dropping that course, but I've got a strong background in econ. And, I was able to go as an undrafted rookie free agent to the St. Louis Rams in 2005. I spent much of my time on the practice squad, and late in the season was fortunate enough to get activated and see a little bit of playing time there at the end of the season. Actually, it was really cool. I got to come home to Dallas and play versus the Cowboys on January 1st, 2006. So it was quite a neat experience for me, and always one of those things you dream of doing, especially coming, being a Central Texas boy. So getting to play in Dallas was incredible.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And, Coach, I tell you what, regardless if you start out on the practice squad and eventually was elevated, Coach, hey, you played in the NFL. Okay, that's almost every kid's dream that plays football. So I definitely tip my hat off to you because you accomplished your dream of playing professional football. So hey, kudos to you, Coach. Well,
thank you.
We're gonna go ahead and take a short commercial break. Then we're gonna be back to talk more with Coach Jeremy Callahan from Temple Central Texas Christian School. So stay tuned.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot leather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleeter Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, that's Inspired Design Barbershop and Hair Salon located in Killeen, Texas, on Stan Sleeter Loop. Mrs. D and her crew, a team of players over there, keeping the people looking even more beautiful and confident than they were prior to receiving services from them. We're back with Coach Jeremy Callahan from Central Texas Christian School located in Temple, Texas. Coach, you went to Rice University. You majored in managerial studies, correct? And have an econ background and went on to play in the NFL. What influenced you to go into coaching? I mean, you learned all those things about money. What influenced you to go into coaching?
It certainly was not for the money, but you know what? What's greater than that was the opportunity to forge these young people of impact. And at a Christian school like I'm at now, the opportunity to raise these young men into strong young people for Christ. But additionally, you know, what is so neat is that you don't really know the impact that you make on these young men and women at this age. When you see the real differences 10 years from now, you know, 15 years from now, when my football players come back and they've got kids and you see what kind of a husband they are to their wife, what kind of father they are to their children, what kind of businessman that they've become. That's what influenced me to go. You know, that's what influenced me to jump into the coaching industry and pour myself into these young folks, because I know that we got to start raising up leaders. We got to start raising up people who are strong Christian men and women who are going to make changes. And so that was really a big part of me making the shift from some other things I'd done between playing and coaching. And then, you know, that's kind of what led me to where I am right now.
Okay. Now, Coach, you're again at CTCS right now, Central Texas Christian School. Now, what schools or other places have you coached at thus far?
Absolutely. So this is only my second school to coach at. I jumped in 7 years ago at Parish Episcopal School up in Dallas. And Scott Natty, he's the head coach up there. I was one of his assistant coaches. And he brought me in. I was playing arena ball at the time. So when I got cut from the Rams, I went and played some arena football. And I had the opportunity to coach in the fall. And Natty brought me in there. And it was a was a wonderful opportunity that hooked me in, to be honest with you. I saw the impact he was made, kind of really opened my eyes. So that led me into teaching. I was eventually the dean of students over at Parrish. But I've been over there for 7 years. In 2010, we won the TAPS 4A state championship. And then just last year, 2014, we won it again. Beat Dallas Christian pretty solidly, which I need to throw in there because they were an arch rival.
Okay. Now, Coach, did you guys get rings for that?
Oh, yeah. We got two big rings for those. So big that my head coach used to say, so big that you need a sling to wear it.
All right. Okay. Now, Coach, my next question pretty much is in three parts. Now, we're talking about the private school sector. You came from the TAPS. Well, you came from the Dallas region as far as TAPS concerned. How different is the private school sector from the public school arena in both the classroom and on the football field?
Great question. So let me address academics first. You know, there's just not the consuming focus on test scores and letter grades in schools. Instead, you are able to offer an education that is, one, going to help develop these people so that they're ready for college, but two, in a Christian school, right, it's kingdom-focused education, and so it's two parts. I mean, you've got to have both parts, and I think in order to develop the entire student, and I think that's what the private sector offers that's different than the public. It is not simply, you know, having these kids trudge through getting their test scores up. Instead, you're really appealing to whatever their passions are first, right? And then secondly, really helping them get on board with being prepared for college. And then I would say, as far as it goes on the football field, you know, I don't see them as any different. I mean, up, you know, in the last 7 years, we scheduled some pretty heavy hitters in the public school, and many of which did not end up having a real good night versus us. And so we play high level football, you know. We play high level
right.
football, and it's one of those things that you have the chance to get that quality education and still play high level football. But these kids are getting recruited, and we, you know, at Parrish, we sent over 40 plus athletes in all sports combined on to play college football. I'm sorry, college athletics, and we only had varsity athletics for about 11 years. So it's very doable, and I'm really excited to bring that same mentality down here to Central Texas to CTCS and get things rolling down here.
All right, woo. Yeah, folks, remember, CTCS, check them out on Friday nights, okay, wherever they're going to be playing. We're going to go ahead and get all the information where you can look to watch their games as far as their schedule. We're going to make sure that Coach Callahan reveals that information to us tonight, because in Central Texas, we want to make sure that we support as many of our high school programs as possible. We're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and finish talking with our guest of this evening, Coach Jeremy Callahan. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, we're back. With Coach Jeremy Callahan from CCTS, located here in Temple, Texas. Coach, we're talking about private school versus public school. Is it true that student athletes can actually be recruited to attend private schools for athletic purposes? And if so, how beneficial is that for TAPS programs?
I wish we could recruit. I'd be out there hitting those, these college coaches. You know what? Recruiting is allowed. If a young person wants to seek us out and they're interested in getting a private school education, they also desire to participate in athletics, they have to come to us. They have to reach out to our admissions office and get that process rolling before we can, you know, have any contact with those students. And if that is true, maybe I need to get busy recruiting. That's not something I'm aware of.
All right. Hey, Coach, and you know what? I think that's always been the skinny or the rumor mill, in a sense, that private schools in Texas can recruit for athletic purposes, because I don't know how it got started, if it is a rumor, but that's what's always been said. But I'm glad that you clarified it the way it is, so any misunderstanding or misconceptions that have been developed over all these years can now be distorted.
Well, T.A., if you find out otherwise, you make sure you call me as soon as you hear or find the truth, because if that's the case, I need to be out there on the road right now.
Yeah. Hey, the good thing is, not being in Central Texas, the TAPS office is located right there in Salado, so that's not too far out of reach. But Coach, okay, we're talking about coaching up in Dallas, being originally from Pflugerville. What led you back to Central Texas and CTCS in particular, when you possibly could have gone other places?
Well, you know what? This is such a unique opportunity, because my family is from this area, and not just me being raised in Pflugerville, but I'm talking about all my aunts, uncles, cousins, mom, stepdad, everybody's. And so I'm really excited to be back down here, and especially because of the high level of football that's played in this area coming from here. And you know what? CTCS has awarded me a wonderful opportunity to partner with them to change and develop this athletic program. So, you know, ultimately, what led me here is just a blind faith in God. I mean, it was one of those opportunities that came up. I trusted that He was going to lead me where I needed to be, and here I am. And I know that He has me here for a higher purpose, and I think that along with that higher purpose, we're going to win a few football games, which will help everything, I think.
All right. That's right. That blind faith is definitely powerful. It is definitely powerful. I can definitely attest to that. Now, Coach, we're talking about still kind of on the fence on the difference between school and public school. As a head football coach, do you have to teach classes at CTCS, or is it like, for instance, like at Coach Pflugerville, how Coach Herman, being a campus coordinator, athletic director, doesn't have to teach classes? So how does that work?
Yes, sir. So this is set up the very similar to the public school model, and the fact that our coaches, all of our assistants, they do coach a full load of, I'm sorry, do teach a full load of classes. But me as the athletic director, I do not have to be in the classroom. But I do have the opportunity, right? I'm not teaching any particular subject in a silo, but I have the opportunity to teach life. I mean, everything I do with these young folks is life lessons all day, every day. So I, in a sense, I'm not in a classroom, but you know what? That athletic football field, that's my classroom every day.
All right. Yes, sir. Okay, Coach, now we're talking about the Chargers at CTCS, or did I get that wrong?
Lions.
Okay, I stand corrected. The CTCS Lions, folks, that's what they are, the CTCS Lions. Okay, the CTCS Lions, who are some of the prospects that football fans should be looking for this upcoming season?
You know what? So, obviously, me coming into this game, and I've only been here since the beginning of June, and we've been doing summer workouts, but after evaluating last year's film and having the opportunity to put some eyes on some of these guys, I've got quite a few of really highly talented skilled players that I'm really excited about. And three names you should definitely watch for. One's going to be Jefferson Blount. He's one of those electric, game-changing athletes. He has ability to take over the game at any time. We've got another young man, Luke Littlefield. He's actually one of the top decathletes for his age group in the entire nation. And if that kid is not explosive and as fast as you need, no one is. I mean, he could change the game in a moment. And then you know what? A sleeper. I got this young man named Nathan Dosa, and he may be one of the top tight ends in the Syntex area. I've got to watch a lot of film on him from last year, and he is will shock you. So I'm looking forward to those guys amongst a bunch of other rising seniors and even some young talent who I'll be able to talk about in the future when we do another show. But you know what? Those three stand out for sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Definitely. We're definitely going to have you back on in the future because, hey, any coach that's excited about talking about his football team here in Central Texas, we definitely want to make sure that we give you plenty of airtime. Now, Coach, I know things work differently in private school as far as your team's location to their district. So who and where are the teams located that make up you all's district?
Absolutely. So we've got a couple from all around. So we play a team out of Shriner, Texas, and they're St. Paul Catholic. We've got Church John Paul II. And we've got San Antonio, St. Gerard Catholic School, Marble Falls Faith Academy, Hallettsville Sacred Heart, and then Austin, Texas, we play the school for the Deaf. That who comprises our district for football. And it's a strong district. There's a couple of former state champions in that group. So I'm excited to walk into such a well-known district where we've had some champions come from, because it'll be a good test for us as a team, and we'll kind of know where we stand after the first few games. And so I'm excited to see those guys come district.
All right. Now, Coach, do you guys have a non-district schedule, or you just play your district games before the playoffs?
We do. We're going to play St. Joe, and we're going to play Bartlett. So we'll have a 9-game schedule. We had another team scheduled for week two, and due to some conflicts, we ended up losing them. They backed out, so I currently have an opening there. But we still got 9 games. I'm looking for a 10th if I can find a way to fill it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And St. Joe's, where are they out of?
St. Joe's is down out of Victoria.
Victoria, okay. All right. Woo, that's a lot of traveling that you guys are going to be doing, and those other teams as well. So again,
absolutely,
folks, they just like Coach said, they play a lot of good football, even in the private school sector. And I say that affectionately, meaning that, hey, go see these kids play, man, because they give their all just like the public school kids do. It's all about just playing football, whether you're playing private school or public school ball. It's about playing football. So if you love the game that much, hey, you're going to give it your very best effort and hopefully end up playing at the highest of levels. Well, Coach, we do appreciate you and the CTCS family for giving us the opportunity to host our 7th annual football combine at you all's site on Saturday, July 18th. How excited are you about that?
T.A., I'm fired up about having all that wonderful talent coming over to our school. What a wonderful opportunity for our kids and our school to go out and compete against some of the very high-level athletes from around the area. It's a huge chance for our school and for our program to prove what we're capable of, and not to mention the incredible amount of exposure that a combine like this can create for all of these Central Texas athletes when they come together and compete, get in front of you, to get their numbers out to colleges, not to mention the write-up and the magazine you're putting together. That's a huge thing for these guys. And then, you know, I think the most valuable piece of all that, not only the opportunity to compete, but the recruiting seminar that you're putting together for these kids, where they're going to have the opportunity to understand what needs to be done and how you need to go about it and what it looks like to go through the process, because there are a lot of kiddos out there who have never been exposed to that. So I think while we're lucky to have the opportunity to compete there, and we're lucky that you chose us to come to our site and put this combine on, we're really, really excited to have you.
Oh, I appreciate that, Coach. And, Coach, my thing is, you know, I always love the small town or the private school atmosphere, because it's just more hospitable, you know, I mean, compared to some of your bigger school districts, and believe me, I have much love and respect for even the bigger school districts, but there's nothing like that small town or the private school hospitality that you can receive. So why not host it at CTCS?
Absolutely. Excited. Very excited about having you guys there.
All right. Well, we're going to take one last commercial break, then we're going to be back to wrap up the show with Coach Jeremy Callahan from the CTCS Lions in Temple, Texas. So stay tuned.
Dave Nelson's Barbershop, located 18 West Rancier, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176. And check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, we're back. Coach Jeremy Callahan, a young, exuberant coach that's definitely looking forward to doing some big things with those student athletes located here in Temple, Texas at Central Texas Christian School. They're the Lions folks. Come out and see them play. Coach, where can they go and check out your guys' schedule in terms of online?
Absolutely. So they've got two ways. One, they can go straight to our ctcslions.com, straight to the school website, go to athletics, click on football and schedules. They could do that, or they can go to the TAPS website. If they go over to the TAPS website, they can click on schedules. But we also have our stuff up on Max Preps and all these other regular sites where you could find high school football info. So it's out there. All you got to do is search for Central Texas Christian School football schedule, and it'll pop up pretty quick.
All right. Remember that, folks. Remember that. Come out and see them. They play football just like everybody else. So believe me, you will get your time's worth of watching some good football played. Now, Coach, any lasting comments you'd like to leave our listeners to know about the CTCS program for this upcoming season?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, this is a new era. It's a new era for Central Texas Christian School, and I couldn't be more excited to take this program on and to build it and to build on what the previous coaches have put in place. They've done a fine job putting some great, great programs in place as far as developing these young athletes, and I have the opportunity to take that from where it is and grow it and make it my own. And it's such a tremendous honor to coach this team. And I believe that the sky's the limit for us. And I really, really think that if we go about it the right way, give God all the glory and keep our head down and just grind, man, I think that the results are going to take care of themselves. And I just can't wait for what lies ahead this fall.
All right. Coach, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Again, I know, man, your time is definitely going to be thin these next 5 or 6 months, okay, all the way up to that state championship game. So, Coach, hey, we're glad to have you back in Central Texas. Look forward to seeing you and also, you know, hearing what you have to present, you know, to our audience there at the football combine. But we're definitely glad to be hosting it there here in Temple, Texas. And, Coach, we wish you nothing but endless success here at T.A. Scott Institute.
Jay, thanks so much. Again, what an honor to be on the show. Again, really excited about what this fall holds. But excited to see July 18th over the combine, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see all those kiddos run around out there. Let me know if you need anything else.
All right, will do, Coach. All right, folks. Again, that's Coach Jeremy Callahan from CTCS, located in Temple, Texas. The Lions, they expect it to come out and compete hard this year and hopefully win a lot of football games. Remember, the football combine Saturday, July 18th. Go to our website, thscoutandscoop.com, thscoutandscoop.com. Click on football combine and go down and register. You must have a PayPal account in order to fully pre-register for the football combine. Also, remember, if you want to advertise for any Central Texas businesses out there, if you want to advertise, make sure you hit us up on social media at TA Scouting Scoop on Twitter or TA Centex Football Prospects on Facebook. Make sure you send us an email, TA Scouting Scoop at gmail.com, TA Scouting Scoop at gmail.com. and we'll be able to get you whatever pertinent information you need in order to further move and being able to help you for further promote your product and service. Prospects out there, make sure you be safe. Hey, it's summertime. I know you have a lot of time on your hands, but use that time wisely to get yourself better, whether it's reading the book, studying for those SATs and ACTs throughout the summer, doing those push-ups when you're on your own time. Remember, use your time wisely. Time is the only non-renewable resource on this earth. Remember that. Time is the only non-renewable resource on this earth. Once it's gone, it's gone. You can't get it back. So use it wisely. For TA and for Coach Jeremy Callahan, we thank you all for listening in on our show tonight. Be safe out there. Be blessed. And always remember where you get the legit football scoop from in the Central Texas area. This is TA signing off from yet another show. God bless you all.